Meg here. Welcome to She Can, the podcast, where the goal is for you to leave each episode feeling empowered to go after what you want and knowing that if she can, so can you. Let's get started. Hi friend, I hope you're well. I am excited to be talking to you today about a concept that when I understood it, it honestly changed my life, and you can apply this to money, you can apply it to fitness, you can apply it to business, you can apply it to relationships, you can apply it to every single area of your life. So to illustrate this, what I'm going to do is give you an example. So I'm going to give you a choice of two gifts. Would you rather, I love this game, would you rather, my favourite would you rather is, would you rather have fingers the size of legs or legs the size of fingers? Or would you rather be a human-sized jelly baby or a jelly baby-sized human? Anyway, that's not a game. That's not what we're here to talk about in this personal development podcast. We are here to talk about the compound effect. So, back on track, Meg. Would you rather a penny that doubles every day for the course of 31 days, or would you rather I just gave you £3 million today? What would you rather? So on the surface, it seems like obviously you would take the 3 million. Why would you not take the 3 million? Buy a lovely big house, go on a nice holiday, you're going to be absolutely quizzing. So let's imagine you take the 3 million and your friend takes a penny. So after 5 days, you're delighted with your 3 million, so you're loving life, and your friend has only got 16p. That's quite a shame, isn't it? You're jumping for joy and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I made that choice. But by day 10, your friend has £5 and 12p. Okay, that's by day 10. By day 20, your friend has £5,243. So it's getting better for your friend, but still nothing compared to the 3 million. By day 31, though, your friend's penny has doubled all the way to over 10 million. And you're still like with 3 million. Can you believe that? It's actually quite mind blown. But when you understand this concept, you're able to invest much more smartly. You're able to put in work consistently over time without seeing results straight away. You're able to be patient and you're able to master the art of consistency. The concept of the pound or the penny doubling every day is an example of the compound effect at work. And the good news is it doesn't just apply to that, it applies to anything. It can be any significant change or success that you want to create in your life. Now, throughout this podcast, I'll refer to The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy and The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. They're both very similar. They both speak about this concept, and it's about small, smart choices repeated over time, which makes good habits, which repeated over time allows you to see a massive result in the long term. And of course, you know, one big decision can have a massive impact on your life, but this is about the repetition of small, seemingly insignificant decisions that are going to make the biggest impact on our lives. And also small choices that are not good for you. Bad habits repeated over time can mean significant problems down the line. So it's not all straightforward, and there are some hurdles that you'll come through. So I'll explain these as we go through. And these are taken directly from The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. So the first hurdle is when you haven't reaped the rewards of The Compound Effect yet, and you feel like you're putting in the work and putting in the work and putting in the work. Like day 10 of the penny doubling, you're thinking, what am I going to do? Maybe I should just go back and see if I can change my mind, because this is a bad idea. That's when you need to be patient at it, stick at it, and reap the benefits. There is an example in a plant called Chinese bamboo is a plant that for a long, long time will not grow. Literally, you have to water it and water it and water it and water it and water it for weeks and months, and nothing happens. You just have to keep watering it, and it looks like nothing happens. Most people would think this plant is not going to grow, this is a waste of time, and they would walk away. And then all of a sudden, the Chinese bamboo shoots from the ground and it grows to the height of a building. And that's how bamboo grows. And that's often how things can seem on the outside. It looks like someone has had massive success in business quickly, or it looks like someone has literally just started working out and all of a sudden they're ripped, or it looks like they've just started doing some healthy eating and they've lost weight really quickly. None of that's true. It's about small, seemingly insignificant changes over time. So hurdle number two is that hard work and effort over time is required. So what can happen if the results aren't showing is that you just start to slack off, you take your foot off the pedal, you start to chill out a little bit because you don't think that the results are actually coming in, and then they won't, because you have to maintain that level of work over time in order for the results to come. And the last hurdle is that there are no quick fixes. You know, we live with this microwave mentality. We want our dinner literally in 2 minutes. You know, in days gone by, we would have to go out and hunt our dinner down and forage and find our dinner and risk our lives. We could go days without eating. But now we don't have time for, we don't have time for anything. We don't have time to cook our dinner, so we'll put it in the microwave and it needs to be ready in less than 2 minutes. We don't have time to go to the shops, so we need a next day delivery. You really want to look really good in your bikini when you go on holiday, but you don't have the time or the inclination to work out consistently over time and eat healthily consistently over time. So you look for a fad diet or a cleanse or a detox or something like that that will help you in your bikini body in 7 days. And none of it actually is the same as putting in the effort consistently over time. Hard work and discipline over time will always win. So how do we overcome these hurdles? Every small decision we make in life matters, from the moment we open your eyes in the morning, and especially those that we repeat consistently over time. The tiny wee choices, the tiny habits have big repercussions. So say for example, you grab a pack of crisps and you sit down and watch TV to eat the crisps. It's not a big deal. But maybe a couple of hours later and you've eaten the whole bag of crisps and maybe a couple of cans of Coke. Not a big deal. It's not a problem. I mean, it actually sounds quite fun. But what if you do that every day for a few times a week? Imagine how you would feel after 2 weeks. Pretty rubbish. Imagine how you would feel after a period of a month. Imagine how you'd feel after a period of 2 months and 3 months. Do you think you'd be a healthy, happy-go-lucky person with loads of energy and ready to thrive? Highly unlikely. Now, don't think that you're doomed because of this. This is about mastering the compound effect and using it for good for you to accomplish whatever your life goals are. And what about if you think about the opposite? What about if you change your toast and jam and coffee in the morning, change that for a protein-packed breakfast with a couple of servings of vegetables or fruit in the morning? You'd probably feel pretty different straight away, but it wouldn't make that much difference initially. After a couple of days, you would really start to feel better. After a couple of weeks, you would start to feel so much better. Your energy would be absolutely flowing and your brain fog would be lifting and your mental clarity would be really shining. After a couple of months, you're probably going to have lost weight. And after a period of a year, you would see massive changes in your life just from that one tiny habit. Or maybe it's the habit of getting up an hour earlier, or even half an hour earlier. If you snooze the alarm for half an hour, what could you do with that half an hour? Could you get up and do some exercise? Imagine exercising every morning for half an hour instead of pressing snooze. Imagine the difference that would make in your life. But imagine reading a personal development book or listening to a personal growth podcast for half an hour every morning before you started your day. The impact of that over time would be absolutely huge. So in Jeff Olson's book, he talks about the concept of easy to do, easy not to do. So all of these things are easy to do. You know, it's easy to choose the smoothie instead of the toast, but it's easy not to do. It's easy to choose the book instead of the trashy magazine, but it's also easy not to do. It's so easy to move your body, but it's so easy not to. It's just about bringing awareness to these tiny little moments and these tiny little decisions in your life, because for every decision that you make, it's either taking yourself closer to or further away from your goal. And having a goal and working towards a goal is a massive part of successful living, because we know that when you have a goal, number one, and when that goal is written down, number two, your mind will filter out all of the stuff that doesn't relate to the goal, and it will search out things that will take you closer to your goal. It will search out opportunities, it will search out people, it will search out food, it will search out situations for you to get closer to your goal, and it will filter out 99.9% of the other stuff that's going through your mind on a daily basis because you have that goal. If you didn't have that goal, or if your goals were rattling around your brain like marbles, then your brain wouldn't know what to filter and you wouldn't get anywhere very fast. But when you have a goal, number one, it's far more likely to become possible because your brain knows what you're looking for. And number two, with every tiny little decision, you can think, okay, this is either taking me on the success curve, so you're either on your way up and you're on your way towards success, or it's taking you on the failure curve, so you're on your way down, you're on your way away from success, away from your goal. It's absolutely mind-blowing when you actually think about this. Every tiny little decision is either taking you closer or further away from your goal. And every time you're faced with the fork in the road of, do I go that way or do I go that way? Do I choose what feels good now or what feels good in the long term? That is when it's so important to make the right decisions and to go with those tiny choices that are easy to do, easy not to do. So most people, when they're thinking about achieving a goal and they're thinking about growing closer or further away to their, from their goal, they think about what they have to do. They think about the things, the actions that they have to actually carry out. And of course, that is a massive part of it. But I always remember reading something from Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn is actually a mentor of, he actually passed away, but he was a mentor of Darren Hardy's. And he was also a mentor of Tony Robbins. And one thing he used to speak about was becoming more. So you can only get to the level that you have grown to. So it's not necessarily about doing more. Often it's about becoming more. So in Darren Hardy's book, he talks about this concept that Jim Rohn spoke about, and he says, if you want to have more, you have to become more. Success is not something you pursue. What you pursue will elude you. It can be like trying to chase butterflies. Success is something you attract by becoming the person you want to attract, by the person you become. So in the book, he actually talks about how he wanted to attract his wife. He wanted to get married and he wanted to attract this amazing, perfect woman. So instead of thinking about what he needed to do to attract her, he actually wrote in a journal 40 pages front and back and described her in huge detail. So he wrote down her personality, her characteristics, her key attributes, her attitudes, her philosophies in life, what kind of family she'd come from, her culture, her physical makeup, the texture of her hair, and every single little element of his perfect woman, perfect traits. And then he thought, instead of what do I have to do to find this girl, he thought about, who do I have to become to find this person? And he asked himself if he had the qualities that he was expecting in her. So if he was expecting to meet someone who was patient and loving and kind, was he patient and loving and kind? Because you attract more of what you become. So then he filled another 40 pages describing all the attributes and qualities and behaviours and attitudes and characteristics that he needed to become himself. And it worked. He found his wife, and it was as if she'd peeled off the pages of his journal and appeared in front of him, and that's how he met her. And those kind of stories are absolutely representative of so many success stories, because at first you have to see it in your mind. You have to decide what you're going after. You have to choose what you want your vision to be, and then make it louder, make it clearer, make it become real, and then your brain knows what it's looking for and it will go out there and find it and also become more of what you're looking for. Because you attract, like attracts like, that's science, we know that. You attract more of what you are. You attract what you're thinking about, where your energy goes, where your focus goes, your energy flows. So ask yourself, what are you going after in your life? And are you becoming more to achieve that? Have you actually clearly defined what it is that you're going for? Do you have a goal? And if you don't, then the first thing is decide what you want. Have clarity around that. Write it on paper and visualize that moment, or visualize that person, or visualize that feeling of the fitness and the health and the effervescence. Feel energy. And then just have a think about what you do in your life every single day, the tiny little habits that you have going on, and whether you have consciously chosen them or whether they've just slipped in and you don't even realize that they're happening. And then have a think about what you can do differently to take you onto the success curve again. So say, for example, you are at work and you have your lunch hour and you sit and you scroll on your phone during your lunch hour. Maybe you could change that. Maybe you could change that to going out a walk on your lunch hour and getting your steps up. Or maybe you come in from work and you just open the fridge and you're starving at that point. I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience here. So you end up just eating whatever is there. But again, you can change that if you go straight to the fruit bowl instead, for example. It's just tiny little habits that will make a massive difference in your life. So I hope that helps. I hope that next time you're faced with a decision, you can think, easy to do, easy not to do. And it's not just the first decision, it's when it turns into more than one, and it's 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, 4 days in a row, and you start to notice yourself in a slippery slope, that's when you have to catch yourself. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value from that episode today, then I would love for you to share it on your social media. You'll find me at Instagram at Meg McLean UK, and the podcast is at She Can Pod. And if you found value, then please hop onto Apple Podcasts and write a 5-star review. I would love you forever. And that really helps the visibility of the podcast and helps us get good guests and all the rest of it on the podcast. So thanks so much for your time. Thank you for spending your half hour with me, and I hope to see you really soon.